Joining us now, we have Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and former Chief of the Pensacola Police Department, Tommy Leiter. Hey, Tommy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. It seems like it's been forever, I guess it hasn't been that long. So my friend Andrew McKay, it's good to talk to you.
Which, by the way, we were in Leadership Pensacola together, and way back in the five years ago. So it is. I miss talking to you. So it's good to have you on the show today. Hey, let's do it real quick. Anything? It seems like. And I know we kind of hate to say it this way because you don't want to jinx it, but it seems like it's been a relatively quiet week in Escambia County.
Yeah, knock on wood. You know, we had that discussion yesterday at staff meeting. It's been pretty quiet as far as, we're going to say, major cases. This responsive policing, reactive policing. We're obviously very busy. You know, when Sheriff Simmons got elected, that pressure he's putting on the violent crimes, at zero tolerance for violent crimes, this partnership with our federal task forces and our other agencies, the reassigning our gun crimes task force is more like a street crimes unit focusing on very targeted on bad guys. So we got a lot of proactive stuff going behind the scenes we don't want to talk about just yet. So we're really busy, but we just don't have those major cases that are popping up. And I'm hoping that the reason for that is just the success that we're having in some of these, our task forces and our focus on very targeted focus on bad guys. We know who they are. And we're focusing our attention on them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our outreach, we were out this weekend.
Hey, let me pause you for a second there, Tommy, because I actually wanted to ask you that. I'm glad you said that because it's, you know, it might be a little bit premature to, you know, count the win, so to speak. But I was going to ask you if you connect the lull in significant activity to those sorts of preventative, proactive measures like, you know, finding the guns, seizing the guns, getting the criminals, you know, and really going after the street crime, like you said, and it sounds like you do, even though it's a little early in the trend analysis, it seems like you think maybe there's a connection that, hey, it's really working to prevent these kind of crimes.
Yeah, I can say, I think unequivocally, that we have, you know, the way to fight that violent crime and these shootings and the homicides that we're experiencing are to really target those bad guys. You know, the vast majority of our citizens are good, hardworking people. There's a very small portion of them are just out to do harm, and we focus our attention on that small, that very focused approach to the, we call it intelligence-led policing. We're going to focus on the bad guys. That does pay off. It takes time to build these good cases, put some pressure on them, but I can say unequivocally that is, you do experience success. That's how we did in the city. I've been doing this a long time, a little over 30 years now, and the successes that we've had in the city when, you know, Sheriff Simmons was the chief of police is when it started, is that focused approach. And we just carried that over to the Escambia County on a much larger scale. So it's a much bigger pool, so to speak. So it takes a little bit more time, but we are definitely seeing the results, and it hasn't been a year yet.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been all that long, really. It's hard to remember. But I kind of interrupted you. You're starting to talk about outreach that you guys are doing.
Yeah, and that other approach the sheriff had mentioned, you want a 400% increase in this outreach. And we're surpassed that by far. So we're out every day. We're in front of either a children's group, talking to them. On the weekends, we're out in our neighborhoods. We had a pretty big event this weekend out in Mayfair and partnered with churches. And it was a nice turnout. We fed them and just that contact, and I think we've seen some of the response from that with that LD homicide, and we had hundreds of tips, if not thousands of tips, come in on the Crime Stoppers with that case, and that's, I think, part of that messaging that we're getting out, that partnership that we're having. This is not your neighborhood, it's not my neighborhood, it's our neighborhood. It doesn't matter where it is in the county, we're all in this together. And I think that's a much longer game to play, but it's starting to pay off.
Yeah, and you know, not, instead of just waiting for the things to happen, both in terms of crime and also in terms of creating relationships, being out there active. Can I tell you, you know, it's just something funny. We've been, the family has been watching The Simpsons lately a lot, and just going back, there's so many to watch, and they're a lot better than we remembered, at least the ones made in the last 10 years. But I'm watching it, and a lot, the portrayal of the police, right? Because the chief of police, and they're just absolute bumbling, incompetent people. And, you know, when I watch it, part of me is a little bit offended, and part of me is like, have you actually met any cops in the last decade? Because it's just, you know, it's so weird. It's such a mistargeted portrayal. Anyway, you make me think about that with the stuff you guys are doing, and I'm trying to, you know, the contrast between that and the real life. It's just amazing. Speaking of stuff you guys are doing, you have the Youth Advisory Council. Is that tonight? Is that right?
We do. It's the first night. Started tonight, so the high school age kids are going to come in, and we're going to try to develop this partnership with them. They have a voice, you know, kind of what is important to you, and then what are, you know, hopefully identify some issues that they have, and then we can work through that and come up with solutions together. So just a big part of it, I think, is identifying our young leaders, community leaders, and starting that relationship, that partnership with them when they're in their teens, and hopefully that'll push through. So it's not a hopefully it's not softball. You know, we're really looking for some great conversations. Some of the best conversations I've ever had is, you know, sitting down at a table with somebody who thinks differently and has an opposing view with me, and those great conversations. So
yeah,
hopefully that's kind of what we're going to start tonight. It's the first night.
Very good. Speaking of that, when is the next Blazer Academy scheduled to begin? Do you have a date yet for that?
We don't. Next year is our target.
Okay.
Again, we're probably in the spring. We have a lot going on in the fall, so we'll recircle, you know, circle back next year. I think we had mentioned we won an award, a statewide award for the Blazer Academy. So we're leaving next week to drive down to Orlando to receive that award. It's a big deal, and that was something that, you know, Sheriff Simmons had talked about when he first got elected. It was a heavy lift. You know, it was a constant conversation. And if you know Sheriff Simmons, he breaks out his whiteboard and his dry erase markers, and there was a lot of sessions in his office and in the conference room to really, you know, hit a grand slam with that. And I think that paid off, and we're looking forward. We get a little bit better the next one, and each one will get a little bit better. So it was a lot, not just a lot of fun, but I think it was rewarding when you have those conversations. Just a short time we spent from the first night that those kids walked in until the graduation, the difference that we saw in them was noticeable for sure.
Yeah, no, I think the award is well-deserved for that innovation. I certainly hope other law enforcement agencies copy you guys on that and do it as well. We're talking to Tommy Leiter. He is the chief deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Tommy, I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about. One of the things that I know you were a pioneer of at the police department in Pensacola was the mandatory counseling for basically every officer, just to check in on them and, you know, proactively, like you've been doing in the community, but to proactively look at your law enforcement officers and find out how they're doing and catch problems before they might be problems, partially inspired by what happened, of course, with George Floyd. Have you brought that over to the sheriff's office? Is that something that the sheriff has wanted to implement? Where do you stand with that universal counseling kind of approach that you might have, that you had at the PPD?
Yeah, we're in a unique position in that we have one of our command staff members who is has a master's degree in counseling and is currently going through clinicals to get their licensed mental health specialist. So we've just in a late stage of policy development. It's funny you mentioned it today, because yesterday I sent the policy out to our command staff to review, just to kind of get their input into it. And we will push, it's an officer wellness program, which includes this mental health initiative. Whether it's mandated for every deputy, I don't think we're going to go that far at the Sheriff's Department right now. But depending on the position, some of the positions, the crimes against children, some of our crime scene, some of those other positions, it will be mandated. It's mandated now. And then it's available. It's available to our deputies, counseling on duty. And the biggest obstacle is just remove that stigma from mental health.
Yeah.
And there's still that sign of weakness. It's weird. If you break your arm, you know, you go to the doctor, you get your cast, and you heal and you come back to work. But if for some reason there's just this perception that as if you have a breakdown or it's a mental health concern, and, you know, life happens, you have death in the family, you have death of children, you have these catastrophic stuff in your personal life, and then on the job you witness a lot of that stuff. And for some reason there's just a stigma that if it's a mental health concern that you're somehow broken and unfixable, and we just got to get past that.
So, absolutely.
Suicide rates are still real high in law enforcement, and that's the kind of, we want to stay in front of that. So to answer your question, we are moving on a officer wellness program. we're in late stage of policy development now, and hopefully we'll roll that out in the next couple months.
Great. And as you know, as you saw at PPD, you know, maybe some people are reluctant about it, and then they go and they're like, man, that's the best thing ever. You know, and so word of mouth spreads, right? And people find the value in it, and then you kind of can't keep them out of the office, right?
Yeah, it seemed like the most vocal ones initially. And you'll get pushback with strong-willed with police officers. That's just kind of part of our makeup,
good.
I think.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
But some of them pushed back early and seems to be the hardest. That, look, you're going. You can spend 45 minutes or an hour, you know, staring at your counselor, or you can engage them in conversation. So the ones that pushed back the hardest early on are the ones that really stayed into it. We had quite a few that came into my office, you know, just how appreciative they were of it. And then just the numbers, we don't know the names, just the sheer numbers of people that stayed into counseling and still have that relationship. So that's all it is. It's just kind of an introduction into the value of that counseling sessions, mental health counseling, what's available. And then there's another component, which is teaching all of our sergeants. This is what depression looks like. Mm-hmm. You have a high performer and all of a sudden they're low performers today and try to dig down into what is causing that. And if it's a mental health concern, it's just something in their personal life.
Take care of it.
Just how quickly they rebound. So.
No, that's I love that you guys are doing that. And I figured you would. I figured you would bring that over. So interesting to see that, you know, we're so close to the rolling out of that. Tommy Leiter, he is the chief deputy at the Scambia County Sheriff's Office. Tommy, as always, great to have you back on the show. Good to talk to you, my friend, and keep up the good work. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you.